last week, Baptist.
Okay. And how much education did he have?
Oh, not much. I think he went around by the seventh. Oh. He said he told me now he didn't like to go to school. Mm-hmm. But when he go to school, he been like he going and he run away from school. When he get back home, his mama whooped him. And that didn't do no good. So after they kept whooping and whooping him, mm-hmm. he decided he'd run away from home. So that was in his young days. And you know when in the young days like that they run from home. Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine they grow and get them a job and don't think about nothing, mm-hmm. no more school or education or nothing. And they get to coping, so that's it. They don't have it on their mind no more. They got old and old and old and wait. Because he wake in Norton about 30 years. Mm-hmm. And until he got sick, the heart trouble, and then he had to stop. Mm-hmm. They went to the hospital and they told him to don't work no more. Don't pick up nothing heavy, dig ditches, mm-hmm. or nothing like that. Take it easy and take his medicine. So that's what he's been doing.
Okay, yeah. Can you tell me more about your kids and grandchildren?
Oh, my daughters. Well, I can say I have some wonderful daughters. They're smart. My baby girl, she loves art, and she's taking up art here at Bishop State. And she loves it. But even though she had been teaching on this job called helping these teachers with, they had something new out for the young people when they graduate from school. So she finished that, and then she went on and worked on her master's. And she graduated from University of South Alabama. She got her master's. So she's sitting down waiting on a job, a teaching job, and I hope she'd be lucky to get one. Because they said they claimed that they was going to hire so many of them. And so that they was, divide the kids from them. Each one of them had so many heads to teach. And my other daughter, she works, the one next to the oldest girl, she works at the Mobile Youth Center. She's teaching there. And I told you, my oldest girl, she's a telephone operator. And my fourth daughter, she's teaching at Fatal. And she's teaching the fifth grade. And she finished from, in fact, all of them finished from Bishop State College, and then went to University of South Alabama.
Any sons?
No, I wish I did. Oh, I wish I did have some. I had four girls. Mm-hmm. Four girls. They was born at General Hospital in Mobile.
Okay, now how about your grandchildren?
Well, they all was born here. I had three, and they was born here in Mobile, Alabama, too.
And how old are they?
One's 3, 1's 10. And 1 is 8. And 2 is attending to Mary, St. Mary Catholic Church. Uh-huh. And it was going to Hardinale, so they're out to St. Mary Catholic Church. And 1's 3, he's not going. He was going to this little school to keep kids, for the parents. Not a little kindergarten, it's just a little nursery school for that. And so he's not going right now since the mother was out of work. And so he will be, as quick as she get her teaching job, she'll go back. He'll go back.
Now, they're going to private schools?
St. Mary is
a
public? Yeah, I think you have to pay at St. Mary. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the Catholic schools, I think you have to pay. But private school, you don't have to pay. Mm-hmm. But the baby, you have to pay for someone to nurse them. As high as $60, and she was feeding him 3 meals a day and changing, dirty his clothes, and clean him up when his mother come and pick him up. And of course, the welfare usually pays them for the kids, but if they're on the welfare, well, the parents have to pay him. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you think of anything else you
want to
tell me about your family?
Well, I have an aunt. She's all, in fact, all of my people are here in Mobile. Mm-hmm. It's not any